Effie! Effie!
Robert, please, you'll die out here.
I can't leave her. I can't stop looking for my little girl.
Robert, the funnel cloud has already touched down. You can't do anything for Effie but get yourself killed.
If Effie dies out here, Charlene, I might as well be dead too.
But what about me? Robert, please. I can't lose you too.
What? Quiet, woman. Do you hear?
Daddy.
Effie!
What?
Daddy's coming.
Robert, the tornado's here. Oh, Robert. It's too late. You'll never make it.
Don't you want to know how it got stopped?
Man, that was awesome! I didn't think I was going to get that guy and his little girl to safety before the Twister caught him. But I did! Oh, at first I thought this thing that happened to me was going to mess everything up. But this is definitely a change for the better. And I bet I got enough time to get home and catch the second season of... Whoa! Where'd that outcrop come from up here in the middle of the sky? Ouch! Okay, Kyle. Time to pay attention to where you're flying.
Superpowers are spreading across the world. No one knows why. The scientists at Tech Support have been using their betascope to track proto-signals, the energy signature that heralds the birth of a new super. If they are timely, they may be able to save innocent people from being destroyed by forces they cannot understand or control. If they are timely, they may be able to gain new allies to help protect the world. Not everyone they find is ready or willing to don a uniform and join the struggle. And then again, some are. These are their adventures.
Mainframe, I have the ability to communicate with computers and control machines. I can listen in and communicate using any radio frequency, have increased mental and physical quickness, and have an eidetic memory.
I'm jealous. Self-healing and telekinesis, the ability to lift and move things with my mind. Also, flight by the means of the broad, black-feathered wings that mark me as a member of the Fae House of Angelus.
Dragon Rider. Triggered by a traumatic encounter with a Dark Enforcer, I gained the ability to shoot lightning-like electricity through my hands.
Emerald Knight. The spirit of an ancient ninja aids me in battle through my amulet. I am able to focus my chi for flight, protection, and long-distance mystic strike.
Wolf Girl. I can communicate with animals. I possess hyper-senses, and I can shape-shift into an animal-human hybrid with all the physical attributes of the animal that I choose.
Blue Streak.
Advanced strength and agility. Paired with an ability to sprint with a burst of inhuman speed.
Pure V. Field Medic.
I can accelerate the metabolic rate of others, greatly speeding up the process of their healing.
Shadow Sword. I am melded with the shadows. I can blend into them, travel through them, and cloud your mind with them. If you are an enemy of justice, fear the night. Beta flight.
Hello, Adam. I didn't expect to see you out here. Is horticulture another one of your many talents?
Hello, Dr. Carew. I didn't expect to be in my break for so long. I'm sorry. Let me get back to...
Don't be ridiculous. We all know janitors have no set break times. As long as the garbages don't overflow here at Tech Support, you could probably watch the latest DVD release in the game room and no one would care.
But I would never do that, Doctor.
I know that, Adam. That was a joke. Ooh, boy, you're 1,000 miles away, aren't you? What's the matter?
It's nothing, Doctor.
Does it have to do with that letter in your hand?
I'd better not.
Come on. I don't have to be telepathic to see you're upset.
Okay, you already know enough about me. You see, I've been getting these letters.
Sorry I'm running a little bit late, Hunt. Hunting for that report. Yeah, I've been looking all over my office for it.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Blackthorne.
Don't worry about it, John.
Hello, Adam.
Well, it's time I stopped slacking off.
Adam, wait.
No, it's okay, Dr. Carew. I can handle this on my own. It's what I do.
CPU, we've got a radical change coming across the scanner. I think you need to check this out.
Can a man get a moment's peace around here?
Take your time, sir. Just thought you'd like to know as soon as possible. Seeing as how we've been working on all these tornado outbreaks since forever, and the reading I just got from SatNet shows the same unusual termination pattern that we've been following, plus I've made a signal to move.
Where'd you detect it this time, Router?
A little town called Sarasota Springs in Utah.
Sarasota Springs?
Utah? What are tornadoes doing in Utah?
I just call them like I see them, sir.
All right. Get me mainframe in the IT department set up in mission control. Stat!
Copy that. They'll be waiting. Router.
So, I'll meet with you later then, K2. About the debrief. I mean, the reports.
No problem, CPU. Now, where were we, Adam? What's in that letter that has you so upset?
I'm sorry, Dr. Carew. Suddenly I've got something I've got to do.
What? I'm beginning to get a complex here.
You already know my biggest secret. The less I say now, the better it'll be for you after I'm done.
I think I understand. You just be careful, okay? There's only so much patching up I can do for you, heroes.
Thank you, Doctor. And you know, you're a hero too. All of us at Tech Support are.
Are we there yet? Somebody's asking for mainframe to pop their ejector seat.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea, Wolf Girl.
What? No. I hate heights.
I don't mean you, Dragon Rider. Maybe it's good to have an advanced scout go ahead of us. Angelus and Emerald Knight, you're our flyers. Take the airlock and meet us at the coordinates.
You know I can do it alone, mainframe.
You don't have to. Emerald's got the firepower I want in an advanced scout. And you've got the eyes.
But Emerald Knight never smiles.
Yes, I do.
You practically have to be ordered to have a sense of humor.
No, I don't.
Take the discussion outside, you two.
Yes, sir.
And Emerald?
Sir?
Laugh more often.
Yes, sir. Ha ha, sir.
That would have been a lot more funny if we could be sure that there's a real person underneath all of that green glow.
Will you give the big guy a break? He's just dedicated to the mission. Me? I'm just stoked to be here.
No problem, Bluestreak. You're the latest super we found using the Betascope technology. We need your perspective to help the new one when we find them.
It is strange to hear you call me a super.
It was strange at first for me too, dude, but you've got the uniform on and you completed the training in the BIOS back at HQ. You're one of us now.
Yep, welcome to Beta Flight. So let's see. Emerald Knight and Angelus, Wolf Girl and Dragon Rider, Blue Streak and Pure V. Who am I missing?
Don't count me. I'm on the mission as a field medic. My place is in medical with Dr. Crow.
What colors are you wearing?
Well, the same as the rest of you, but...
Welcome to Beta Flight, Pure V.
A super's healer for a super's team. And one more. Where'd she go?
I am here, but I think it unwise.
I know, Shadow Sword. You'd rather be back at Tech Support HQ, where you head up security.
No one ever sees you anyway. It's like you don't even exist.
As I intended.
The base will be fine while you're here. Thanks to the recon and retrieval squads, Tech Support has more firepower than we do. This is Beta Flight's first real mission to meet a new proto. Just in case it doesn't turn out as well as it did with Blue Streak, I wanted as much stealth as we can get.
So you sent the big green glowing man and the pixie angel with the big black wings?
Angelus to mainframe. We're at the coordinates where Router reported the seismic jolt.
Copy that, Angelus. What do you see?
It's a small impact crater. This mountain range seems to have gotten in someone's way.
That's not good. Any survivors?
I don't see signs of anyone, mainframe.
Perhaps nothing is left of them.
Oh, that's terrible. Only we could have gotten here earlier.
We aren't done yet, Dragon Rider. Angelus, is there somewhere clear for us to land?
Affirmative. I'll lead you in.
It's beautiful down there. But why is there a coastline in Utah? Did the western seaboard break off and no one told us?
It is called Utah Lake. On the eastern side is the city called Provo, none of which is relevant to our mission.
Someone plowed into this mountain hard. I don't know how they could have survived.
But if they had died here, there would be something left. Even if animals got the remains, there should be something.
Oh yeah, that's a real happy thought.
He has a point. It would take a while to reduce a corpse to nothing. But Router gave us this report only this morning. Plus, no spur on the wind. No trace of animal activity in this area at all.
I guess a tornado will do that to a place. But I thought they were only out in Oklahoma and Kansas and all, where there's nothing like water. Never even heard of a tornado near water.
They happen all the time. They're called waterspouts. When the funnel cloud hits the surface and sucks the water up into it. There was one in downtown Miami back in 97.
There was also one 20 miles north of here in 99, right in the heart of Salt Lake City.
So maybe our little proto's been up to no good, and it finally caught up with them.
Maybe. Except the reason why we're here is because this latest wave of tornado activity has all been charted as coming to an unusually quick termination. It looks as though someone or something was extinguishing them. But with the last one, the Betascope picked up the biosignature of a proto.
Well then, if the proto didn't die, where is it?
Let's find out. I'm interfacing with the satellite network. What? Router, it's me. Your security firewall is blocking me.
Well, maybe next time you should try knocking before you barge right on in.
Touchy.
He's just mad because mainframe could communicate with the Betascope without him.
Yeah, except you couldn't.
I'm sure you didn't want me to punch through your security router. We'll establish a protocol so I don't disturb your beauty sleep from now on.
Well, good luck out there, heroes.
Thanks, Router. Alright, let me see. No signal at all.
Okay. When do we start getting the good news?
We're not done yet. Wolf Girl?
On it. The wind snatched any hope I could have had at a lingering scent.
Ugh. There are 8 of us. We could do this. Radiate out in 8 spokes from this location for an hour. Then spiral back, eyes peeled. Even if the proto just got up and walked away, we should be able to find something.
Ow, my back! I can't believe I stayed in this position for this long. But I had no choice. It can't be a coincidence that this letter I received at my home came from Sarasota Springs, Utah, and a proto-signal was detected in the same vicinity not 24 hours later. Greetings once more, Ark. Ve Victus. How is my favorite janitorial superhero doing this day? I hope all is well. I'm sure you are curious as to how I know so much about you. Well, if you wish to know, I would love to tell you face to face. I sure hope you can make it, because I have a proposition of a lifetime for you. See you soon. Signed, X. Yeah, see you soon, X. Okay, looks like the others have left. Can't leave this gaping hole in the jet. Let's see. Good thing I can splice as well as slice. Okay, I don't see anyone. They must have gone to that town down on the shore. Their search is going to be much broader than mine, I'm guessing. All I need to do is find the post office. Hopefully, I'll be done before they ever get back.
How are we doing, Betaflight?
This is Angelus reporting in. No traces here.
This is Blue Streak reporting in. No signs in my sector.
This is Dragon Rider. I got nothing.
Nothing in my perimeter. Out.
Same here. This is Pure V.
This is Wolf Girl. Dry as a bone.
Ghetto Sword, you report?
I have to solidify in order for my radio to function, mainframe. Suggest I report only when I found something significant regarding the proto signal.
Understood and agreed, Ghetto Sword.
Or if you get into any trouble, of course.
Well, in my shadow form? I seriously doubt it.
Whoa, what's that they say? About pride going before a fall?
Shadows do not fall. They rise. Shadow Sword out.
Oh, that woman!
Sounds like she's not going to get it without an eject. Plus. Ow!
Angelus, what happened?
I'm hurt. I'm down.
Are you under attack?
I must be, but I don't see anyone.
No one sees Steelwing until it's too late.
Well, Steelwing, if you think all I do is fly, you're in for a surprise. Stones? Bust it!
Bitterflight, convert that Angelus signal!
And if you think my switching into human form makes me vulnerable to your sad little telekinetic counterstrike, you're in for a letdown.
And if you think you're going to attack Angelus without a friend stepping in, you're in for a shock.
And if you think...
Give the if-you-think-stuff a rest. You never heard of torturing a phrase?
So what's torture you want? Devil Ash can oblige.
What kind of... That whip isn't made of leather. Oh, it's not even real.
But it hurts just the same, don't it, Fuzzy?
Does this?
Stay out of Blue Streak. That whip does him no good in close quarters.
10-4 mainframe. I've got him.
Wolf Girl, re-engage Steelwing and keep her up Angelus.
Okay. Okay. But... save me some Blue Streak.
No promises, Wolfie.
Angelus, where are you hurt? Show me.
Fake blood runs through my veins, Pupi. The slashes have already closed. Wolf Girl, I'll keep Steelwing busy with a barrage of stones.
Good. That gives me a nice, soft underdog.
Let's see. What's better? A wolf's claws or a kestrel's talons?
Someone give me an opening. I'll end this.
No, let them handle this, Emily. We already outnumber them 4-1.
Except Shadow Sword still hasn't shown up yet. Bet you'll think twice before bringing her along again.
She might resent that I took her from the security key position, but she wouldn't abandon us in danger. That goes against her nature.
She's already too late to help you.
My head. Get out of my head.
All the audience stops in awe when Ginzo, the harpist, to his lute plays.
Oh, yeah.
that heart made of metal?
I thought I saw someone throwing around lightning. Give me more!
No! He's got my power!
He can have mine too! Kenzo, keep the green guy and his blue buddy down while I make a meal of this chick!
Yes! Good luck, my maestro.
Jolas, we need a little long distance help over here.
Ron, you need a lot of help.
Aw, shoot! That reverse dragon rider took out our heavy hitters. Cover me, I'm going in.
No, Wolf Girl. Mainframe said you needed something long distance to handle them.
Too many amps. I gotta get it out of me. Quick.
Here comes yon target now, Gridlock. Have a care.
Out.
Girl.
Indeed. Let's see what fears hide in your mind.
No!
Whoa! I've never seen anything like that in my life.
But we're trapped up here. Those two, whatever they are, they've got traffic stalled from one end of the Tampa Bay Bridge to the other.
That's because everyone wants to see what's going on, just like we do.
I don't. Me either.
Maybe that one guy's throwing around those bolts.
The one in the armor. He just murdered a car full of people.
Don't worry. The guy in the cape is going to stop him.
The guy in the cape is outmatched. Can't you see that? He needs help.
They're coming this way.
Oh god, we're all gonna die.
Done.
Watched your teammates show his true colors, I'm guessing.
No, you didn't. You triggered his secondary power. He can't sustain that.
Whatever. Looks like it's just you against us now.
Okay, stop. You've won. I'm just the medic here. I can't harm you. Please, let me do my job and help my friends.
Okay, sure. Go on.
No! Hang in there, guys. You're all still breathing, like, so I'm guessing that's a good sign.
Change my mind.
No! You monster! We'll crush you!
If you don't take out that little fairy, then I will.
Have some mercy, man. We're here to help people.
Look at me. Do these tentacle tats crawling up my arms make me look merciful? Yeah! Ooh, we did good.
What'd we get here? 3, 4, 6.
And don't forget the one we've found here already.
These poor little supers don't even know what hit them. We're on our way, boys. Let's go collect our pay.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, how can I help? What are you supposed to be?
I'm Ark. I'm here because I believe I was invited here by the person who sent me this letter. I was hoping you could help me out.
Help you? Buddy, I don't think I can give you what you need. Who goes around wearing shiny blue outfits like that?
Superheroes do, Ronald. Hello, I'm the postmaster here. Charlene Rogers. Can I be of some service?
Yes, thank you. I've been receiving a series of letters from someone who knows my secret identity and where I live. This latest letter actually had a return address on it. If you look here. Box 666, Sarasota Springs, Utah.
Box 666. Yuck. I'm afraid you may have been misled, Adam. As you might imagine, post offices don't carry that number. Were the letters threatening in any way? Because that'd make it a federal crime, no matter who sent it.
I wouldn't exactly call them threatening. It's just disturbing to be sent letters bearing my secrets, Postmaster. Or should I just call you X?
Why ever four?
Because I would never have told you my real name. Yet somehow, you already knew it.
But it's there on the letter.
Of course it isn't. Take another look.
No. You take another look.
What? What are you doing?
All I wanted was to be left alone. I just wanted my chance with Robert.
Robert? I don't know him, Robert. Please, make this wind stop. Don't make me hurt you.
That's what I like about you, Adam. You have the decency to give her a warning.
What? Who are you?
I'm the one who brought you here. Charlene is just my little helper.
Well, I'm doing what you wanted. Just take him and leave.
Take me? Take me where?
Adam is right, Charlene. I didn't send him those letters just for me to snatch him once we finally met. Now turn off those winds and let him catch his breath.
Thank you. Now tell me, what is this all about?
This is about the serum running in your veins.
Maybe we should take this discussion somewhere else.
What, because Charlene is here? She's already let slip that she knows your secret identity.
That's because it's what you called him. You haven't called him anything else but...
True. I suppose reciprocation is in order. I will call you Ark from now on, and you can call me Xanatos.
That doesn't sound ominous at all. Doesn't it mean death?
Nothing less. Ark, I needed you here to help me. The serum in you, in me, in the others.
Wait, the others? What others?
From the lab accident.
But they... they're all dead.
But Ark, they aren't. That's what I need you for. We have to bring death to them. Stop them all before it's too late.
What? Too late for what?
Too late to stop them from bringing death to the whole world. It's the curse of the serum, Ark. We're all under it.
Wait. Just wait a minute. What are you saying to me? That I'm cursed? That you have the serum in you and that you're cursed? And that there are survivors of the lab and they're cursed?
Yes.
But how? How did you get the serum? And what do you mean you want to bring death to them? If there are any survivors, I have to see them, talk to them. I have to find out if my father...
No, Ark. You're speaking like a foolish little boy. The serum has done its work. None of us with this poison crawling inside of us is truly alive anymore. It's just a matter of time before our bodies realize it. But if we don't kill the others soon, they will be responsible for the death of hundreds, thousands, maybe millions.
But that's just crazy. The serum was a result of science. And my friends back at tech support, they're scientists. Surely we can keep working on an antidote. No one has to die.
Time is running out. We cannot spare any for your friend's trials and errors.
Will you think about what you're saying? If you and I have the serum in us, then...
Of course. Then I have to die, too. And so will you. When we're done with the others, we can kill ourselves. It will be the most unselfish act this new world will have ever seen.
You've lost your mind, haven't you? This is what you meant. The curse. You've already succumbed to it.
I don't think so. No, I couldn't have.
You name yourself Death, and you lure me here through letters to try to talk me into killing people. You don't call that insane?
Killing is common. We kill millions of animals to eat. Millions of germs, so that we get to stay healthy.
You're talking about killing people.
What do you think war is? And sometimes we don't even need as grand a scale as that. Charlene, why don't you tell our noble superhero here what you planned on doing as soon as you discovered you had powers?
What you mean?
Charlene here saw an opportunity for happiness, and her command of the winds gave her the chance to take it. All she had to do was get her stepdaughter out of the way, and she'd have her husband all for herself.
You make it sound so heartless.
That doesn't make any sense. These tornadoes, they've been tracked all over the Midwest.
You've been tracking normal tornadoes. This one here, where the proto-signal was also, that was all Charlene.
Hey, you shut up. You didn't have no problem with what I did when I agreed to help you contain Adam.
Well, you are right. But that's because the trap, my dear, was really for you.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. My wings! What happened to my wings?
I happened to them.
Okay, I'll give up. Please.
Haven't you been listening, Charlene? I didn't call myself Xanatos because I agreed to accept surrender.
No!
Xanatos, don't.
You should stand back from my funnel cloud, Art.
Don't force my hand, Xanatos.
Don't be impulsive.
You asked for it. Next time, I won't just slice up the ground.
I imagine not. Next time, will it be something like this?
No! What if
you... I protected a little girl...
You...
...from an evil stepmother.
You used my powers to murder her.
And that too. So interesting, this thing you can do. It's nothing like what the original serum was designed for.
You thought I would join a maniac like you.
You know what? I don't like it when you call me that.
That's gone far.
Shadow Sword.
It's time we're gone from this place.
My leg.
I'll bring it with us.
My leg. Give it to me.
Calm down.
No.
The faster your heart pumps, the more blood you lose. I'm trying to tie up the severed limb, but...
Just put the leg back on.
Don't be absurd. These aren't robotic lubricants I'm swimming in.
Listen to me! Do it now.
Very well. You... are a robot?
No.
You mean you just reattached your own leg?
Slice and splice.
But that's impossible. All the nerve endings and blood vessels and bone fragments to consider.
Slice and splice. Were you there the whole time, Shadow Sword?
I.
Did you?
Adam.
You don't act surprised.
Do not insult my intelligence. Base security is my mission. Not much occurs there that I don't know about. I knew you had stowed away on board the jet, but I wanted to know why. See if you were friend or foe to Beta Flight.
So you've been watching me all along? Why didn't you save that woman?
Lady Justice had already sealed her fate when she threw in with Xanatos.
Do you know him?
No more than you do. But now we know who the Proto is. Was. If she tried to kill her stepdaughter with her new powers, then we would not have wanted her anyway. It's time we returned to the others. Mainframe? Mainframe, this is Shadow Sword. Over. Mainframe? Do you copy all my signal?
Shadow Sword, thank God somebody's alive.
Router? Stop yelling!
What's happening?
Shh! Router, what do you mean?
Beta Flight's been attacked. There was a lot of screaming, and then there was some huge energy spike that blacked out the whole link. I lost track of all the signals until you just...
Router, reestablish radio silence immediately.
What? No! I gotta get you some help.
Belay that, Router. There's someone out here who can copy our powers. Whatever can take out all of Beta Flight can take out whoever you send. I've got an ally here, and I'm not without my own weapons either. Maintain radio silence until I contact you. If you don't hear from me in 24 hours, you can send search and rescue to fetch our bodies and give us a decent burial.
Hang on a minute. There has to be something we can do.
Shadow Sword out.
So it's just us?
No. It's more than that. It's justice. You can stand on that leg?
It's as good as new.
Then let us go before your friend Xanatos figures out how to shadow port like I do.
Don't bother.
No!
I'm here.
You have just listened to part one of So the Wind, written by Alan White, Adam Legend, Ted Ricca, and Zach Fester. Featured in this episode as members of Beta Flight were Rich Frost as Mainframe, Robin Carlyle as Dragon Rider, Damaris Mannering as Shadow Sword, Rachel Steiner as Angelus, Philip Moxley as Emerald Knight, Brent Terrian as Pure V, Ted Ricca as Blue Streak, MJ Coburn as Wolf Girl. As the members of tech support, you've heard Kim Giannopoulos as Dr. Crystal Corot, Mark Kalita as John Blackthorne, Tanner Carnes as Router, and Adam Legend as Adam. In the cast as our supporting actors were David MacGyver as Robert, April Sadowski as Charlene, Victoria Giannopoulos as Effie, Mike Winters as Kyle, Alexa Chipman, April Sadowski, and Kate Donovan as the Dream Sequence citizens, with Kate Donovan as Ronald the Postal Clerk. Portraying the villains of this episode were Laura Frechette as Steelwing, David MacGyver as Devil Lash, Jeremiah McCoy as Genzo the Harpist, Zach Fester as Gridlock, and Peter Franson as Xanatos. Return next month for the gripping conclusion of So the Wind in this new series of superheroic wonder, Beta Flight. Found only at www.brokensea.com.